The Beauty Spot with Mary O'Donnell on Talk About in association with CH The Mall Tralee.
Now, looking all blonde and gorgeous and tanned, dare I say it, is Mary O'Donnell, who joins us for this month's Beauty Spot. You're well, Mary?
I'm very well.
Very good. Pretty in pink. Mary, appropriately enough, we're going to talk a little bit today about tanning. And I know people will groan and say, oh, they're going to lecture us about sun protection. You can't say it often enough, though.
And absolutely not, yeah. No, I think in my house, I it'll probably be written on my tombstone, I'd say, somewhere, you know, if you have got SPF on, yeah, because whoever leaves the house, I'm always saying it to someone.
Have you? Do you actually say that to your kids, yeah?
I say it every day, which is really sad, but I say it every day. And everyone going in different activities, you know, and then I would say it to people I don't know as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, put on your SPF. And isn't it so funny, because I was talking to somebody on the show on Friday who had skin cancer, and I was just saying, you know, when we were kids, we didn't know what sun cream was. You just went out in the sun and hoped for the best.
Yeah, no, because I was born in June, and my mum tells the story of that for the festival, she wanted me to have brown legs for American socks. So she put me out in the pram with baby oil, and that was quite acceptable.
It was, it really was. Now, when you think of how careful we are of our children, yeah. You know. I see as well today that the Irish Cancer Society is asking the government to remove tax on all sun creams.
Yeah, it's
which
ridiculous.
Makes sense as
absolutely.
Well.
And you know, like, I mean, I do a lot of talks in schools. The girls all now in secondary, like I would do transition year, they would all wear 365 days a year. So I don't even have to tell them about it. They're very much, I do it anyway.
Yeah, they don't want wrinkles when they get older. Whatever about sun cancer.
Whatever, yeah. And then I've kind of, yeah, and I've said, you know, okay, it's really good health-wise, but from an anti-aging point of view, you will thank me in years to come if you use it every day.
This is it.
Yeah.
And now, Mary, I know we've spoken about this before, but some of the moisturisers and some of the foundations that are on the market, they say they have SPF built into them.
Yeah.
Is that good enough for you, or would you still?
I don't know. Is it just me that I just don't. Not that I don't trust, but I just feel safer when I have my full on SPF. And even if people say, "Can I add it my foundation to my moisturiser to my SPF?" You can't add them up. It's like numbers like that. If what's on it is on it. And one of the big things I saw an awful lot of sunburn people today.
Did you?
Yeah. And I was saying, did you not wear? And they said, yeah, I put it on this morning or yesterday. I put it on early in the day. And I keep saying to people, you have to put it on a regular basis, like not putting it on in the morning and just saying, it's done, tick. You have to actually keep doing it. And my big one is that people, like even like for me going from two different destinations, you perspire and it actually dilutes your SPF. So you do need to, like you say, if your face or if you're out working, and it's a huge thing, with especially in Kerry, people out and about for all day long today, you need to have it on a regular basis. And even get like the tiny little ones, have them in somebody is going out and they're going to be on the land all day, have one that they can put into their pocket that they're not going to like be looking going back to cars and things like that, so that you it's easily available to you to apply when you feel, you know, that perspiration beads coming down your face.
And if you're getting in and out of the water, or if you're going to the beach this weekend, as people probably will.
And we're supposed to have this for the next couple of days, so it's fantastic, but it's just to keep mindful of reapplying on a regular basis. It's just so that, you know, you're stopping the burning, because that's the danger, not just for a skin point of view, but just for your own safety.
And the head coverings as well. I was in Penny's yesterday and there's an array of fabulous big straw hats.
They're
so chic.
They're so glamorous and they look so good. And I saw somebody recently, she was on holidays and she was having coffee someplace with this one. They just look amazing. They're great for your ears and for guys as well. Like, the ears are a big issue with people coming in with an awful lot of sun damage all around their, like, just their ears being exposed. And we forget places like that.
Yeah,
you know?
We do.
And, you know, the back, there's loads of gadgets now. Like, if you're like on your own, which you can be on a regular basis, and you miss areas, there's actually, you can get applicators that'll reach down to your back, because there's a particular section in your back is known for getting cancer, because people can't get at a certain section of your back no matter what way you try. But there's applicators that you can put on your suntan lotion and get all the back area sorted.
Very good.
Or even better, keep it covered as well.
Now, you brought in some sun creams for us to show us. For the video, folks, don't forget the video.
Yes. So one of the, I suppose, La Roche-Posay would be kind of really well known for their, you know, for their suntan lotions. And like this is water resistant, and you can get sand resistant. The sand resistant ones, Amber remember Solaire have a really good sand resistant one, and I know that sounds bonkers, but when you have kids and they're flying around in the sand and they're getting it, actually the sand just comes off with them to a certain degree, but it does help not get it all pasty, because the minute you put on suntan lotion on a kid, they're gone. So you want it to kind of set in. Ideally, try to put it on before you're on your way to the beach. When we hear we're close to beaches wherever we are, so you can nearly do it before you hit out the road, and then keep it on again. But one of the, for anybody who's really into like looking after their skin, look out for your suntan lotion that contains zinc oxide, because that's one of, like, especially for people with very sensitive skin, that they find, you know, like especially now you'll hear people saying they're getting eye infections or their eyes are getting irritated, because with the perspiration and the sun, it all goes into the eyes and they're just totally tormented. And if you have sensitive skin and you have sensitive eyes, the zinc oxide, and this is the Bondi Sand, so Bondi Sands have been known for their gorgeous tans, so they've brought out an SPF, and this comes in a little tiny little size as well, the pocket sizes. I'm a great woman for this. Have it in your handbag, have it in the car, have one everywhere.
How high a factor, Mary, would you typically wear in your 50. Face?
50. Yeah, and that's really from an anti-aging point of view.
And you probably would take the sun reasonably well.
And I would take the sun reasonably well, yeah. I mean, my one area that I think I have spoken about this, that kind of over my lift, one stage after four babies, I took up running in a big way, and I would have been great, at, like even back then, of putting on the SPF, but there was one particular area on my upper lip, and I think it was just, I was rubbing it, like, so everything was obviously getting diluted, but this one little speck arrived, and it was, and I knew it wasn't from exfoliation, and I went and had it tested, and it was like one of the danger ones that had to be removed straight away. So it, now I would take no chances. I will have my 50 on everywhere, and I would apply it. And I, like, even the 30s or things like that, I tend to stay away from.
And what about people who are very, we'll say a lot of people with red hair and very white skin, or even just very pale Irish people, should they go for maybe total black on their face, or is that necessary?
I think 50 is fine. You know, from here, I think 50 is fine, but it really is the consistency of reapplying it. And like even say today, like you can meet somebody for lunch, you could be down outside anywhere today, and you can get caught out really easily for you actually don't think you're going to be out in it too long. And you really are getting the full whack of it at 1 o'clock. So it's just, even if you know you're meeting for somebody, and then people say, oh God, I don't want to put it over my makeup. There's sprays you can get as well. All the companies now do a spray that you can spritz it before you go anywhere that won't interfere with your makeup. So there's answers for every queries.
Very good. Now, in the same vein, but moving to the alternative, if you like, of course, as we said, the forecast is very good. It's going to get warmer and even hotter heading into the weekend. So people are going to be out and about. If you are very sensible and you don't want to get a tan,
yes,
you can always get a good fake tan.
Absolutely. And there is so many of them out there at the moment. Now, we've been talking about the Bondi Sands is an absolute fabulous tan. One of the ones that people have kept coming back to me and saying, I really love that tan, is the Bellamy Ante. So Irish company, doing really well. And they've brought out these gradual drops as well. So you can get them for face and body. So for, like, this would be ideal now for... say you started your tanning, what's Thursday is the big tanning day in Ireland, and you still know next week, long weekend, you still want to add it on, you can put on the tanning drops on, and they'll enhance what you have. So they come in face and they come in body, so it's really handy, so you don't want to be exfoliating all the tan and putting it, you know, starting again. The tanning drops can be used with any tanning, or they can be used with Bellamy Ante, but they're really good, and the hyaluronic in them gives them a lovely glow to the skin. So definitely get the tanning out. There's some fabulous ones out there at the moment. Saint-Tropez, tomorrow I'm going to the launch Saint-Tropez, which was out for an awful long time. They're having a big launch of their new tanning as well tomorrow, and actually it was one of the tans I would have used in the salon for years would have been Saint-Tropez. But Bellamy Ante seems to be the one that people, an awful lot of people, are going back and back for, as well as the Bondi Sands as well.
Okay, and less is more, don't be orange, I suppose.
Yeah, and just be, like, when it does go on, like, keep the skin in good condition. This weather tends to be quite, you know, we're out and about, it's a little bit more drying on the skin. So one of the, and I'm not obsessed, but in nearly everything I was looking at today has vitamin C in it. Q&A are a new range that I came across. They do everything from your body washes to your moisturisers to hyaluronic, but they do a vitamin C in the Q&A range. Everything is around a tenner, under a tenner in it, about 8 or 9 quid for everything in it. But this vitamin C body cream, now this would be ideal if you had your tan on, say you did your tan on tonight, and for the rest of the week, if you kept moisturising it, it'll keep it from, you know, that cracking when it goes all pasty and it looks awful, and we want to keep the tanning lasting a bit longer. If you can ideally moisturise day and night to keep your tan, even better again. Okay. Right. So that's a Q&A.
Good advice there. Listener's been on and says, hi Mary, when will they come up with a sun cream that is 100% waterproof?
Oh, I know.
Every time I swim, it burns my eyes.
Yeah.
Says that listener.
Yeah, and you know what, the minute, even inside there, you know, I suppose it's when you're in the water that you can really feel, if you've been in it for any time, you really are kind of questioning, am I covered? Am I going to come out sunburnt? And even the waterproof ones, like the minute I get out, I'd always reapply again. Do you know, just to be on the safe side.
And a listener says, dear, I always use Aven. It's factor 50 but has a tint.
Yes, and I love it. And actually, an awful lot of people now, with all the burnt people I met today, this is what I said I'd be talking about. Aven have also brought out for the first time an after sun. Now, all of Aven, I just love their products. I've been talking about them for years. Their after sun is amazing. I would have always before had said aloe vera, if you get, you know, just to keep the skin lovely and moist. Clarins do a lovely after sun as well, but the Aven is the new kid on the block, and it's great just to have it. And if you are going on holidays, see, this is it, the 100 mils are bringing them wherever you can take it. If you can put it in your bag, to try to take this along, if you have a little burnt patch for anybody, at least this will calm it down straight away.
Excellent. Okay, we'll take a break, Mary, and I know you're going to talk to us a little bit about Botox
yes.
Of all things, and we will chat about that. And by the way, if anyone has any other beauty related queries, or maybe you're looking for advice on skincare or makeup or anything like that, you know what to do, but I'll tell you anyway. Text us on 083 300 3300. You can also get in touch via WhatsApp on the same number. We're back with more beauty after these.
The Beauty Spot with Mary O'Donnell on Talk About, in association with CH The Mall Tralee.
Now, Mary, the two of us were going through some of the questions that have come in. And in the last couple of weeks, we've been getting a lot of people asking questions about Botox, which is unusual because normally people dismiss it or whatever. But is it becoming a bit more mainstream to get Botox, first of all?
I think it has been. And I suppose when a few people had asked me questions, I put the questions together because they said, I don't know, does Mary know, but Mary didn't know, but Mary did go and find the answers out because it wouldn't be my area of expertise. But I think it has become quite acceptable. But I think people still have those questions and quandaries that they want to know, what will it do? How will I feel afterwards? So what I did was I went to Celeste Medical in Killarney to ask the questions that the listeners had asked me. So one of the main questions were, how quickly will I see the results? I love this one. And I was saying, I thought it would be fairly instant as well, but it can take up to 2 weeks to see the results. So what happens is you have your Botox done and then you go back in 2 weeks for just to see is everything. And if you need any little areas that need to be worked on, to your preference, then it can be done. The second question was, what areas are the most common areas? And the main three areas are, you know, that angry frown, I call it the mom face, you know, where you make that cross in eyebrows go in there. So it's the eyebrows, the forehead, and around the eyes. That is what's known as the main three areas that people get done. And one of our ladies had asked what was the right age to have it done. And the doctor said to me that really from kind of 25 on, if people start seeing the little tiny fine lines, from that age on, you're actually better to go earlier than later, because when they get quite deeper, it's much harder to work on. But saying that, it can still be worked on. So people go younger for baby Botox, so which is only like a small amount just to kind of give that areas that might be concerning them. And after that, then you can kind of progress into what you do. And then our last question was, how long will it last for? And it really depends on everybody. It depends on your lifestyle, and people who are very active don't get as long out of it, but on average about 3 to 4 months and you're back again to have it. And if you don't ever want to continue it again, if you didn't like it, you will go back to looking as the way you did before.
So it's not a case of once you get it once you have to keep getting
it. No, and I had wondered that as well. But no, once you have it done, your time comes up when it's out of your system and you're back to the way you are. Well, what the doctor was explaining to me was that people do it on a regular basis to stop those deeper lines forming. And that's why people do it too.
Yeah, isn't there a certain amount of risk with it? Because when you think about celebrities, some of them look you'd know straight away.
Absolutely.
They'd had a load of work done. Yeah. Others don't look incredible, but it's not as obvious that it's all cosmetic.
Yeah, because what's coming to mind is one of the Kardashians and her, she's selling a lip and she's saying, this is what I look. And it's like, if only using a lipstick could change me from the way she looked before. And it was just like, be honest, you had a lot of work done, you know, so it's not just a lipstick that can make you look good. But some can look, I think, more like plastic if it's overdone. Whereas I think if you go for like the nice natural look, it's, you know, it can look enhance what you have. But then, like, there's a whole array of people then who'd be terrified of needles. That's one of the things I have found out in the last few years is the amount of people who are absolutely terrified of anybody coming at them with a needle. So they will look for something alternative then. They will look for a more natural response at the end to aging.
You can kind of see why somebody in the entertainment business or on television,
male and female,
would go down that road. Because, you know, unfortunately, rightly or wrongly, we live in a world where everyone is gauged by their appearance.
And for sure.
Even people who work on radio have to have a certain social media presence. I mean, I'm saying this conscious of the fact that
there's a camera
on me, and this is going to be up on the Radio Kerry Facebook page tonight, and I'm slightly more dressed up than I might normally be.
I look very well on it, yes.
So you know, you can understand why people want to look their best, but then, like, part of me thinks that, and then part of me thinks, but you know what, we all have to get old. These wrinkles are part of who I was and my life and my story.
Yeah, I was listening to Andy McDowell recently, and she was saying, I was young and now I'm old. And I want to be old. You know, it was about her hair going grey and people saying that, you know, that she should dye it or whatever. And she was saying, no, I'm very happy in my own skin. She thought it was lovely. Mm.
Is there such a thing as good Botox and bad Botox? Because you do see people and it's so obvious they've had it done.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's where it's going to the expert and making sure that wherever you do go, that you've researched that they are, you know, have their medical, you know, because I know there are places where, in beauty salons, where you can have it done. Not as in that, you know, where somebody just comes in on a regular basis. You need to check out, you know, and there are fantastic doctors going to beauty salons as well. Because when I had my salon, I had two amazing doctors that used to come in. And that was like an awful long time ago. But there were doctors in Kerry who did amazing work. But you do need to find out the doctor who's doing your treatment, like do a little bit of research and look at the reviews, see how people have found them, you know, see like the aftercare, all that, very important before you go down that road.
It has become more mainstream, hasn't it?
Because
I was at a school reunion a few years ago and there was a girl I hadn't seen since we were in secondary together and she looked incredible and not remotely plasticky or anything. And I just said, God, you look great. And straight off, she said, yeah, I've had Botox.
Yeah, and they have that conversation all the time with people. And it is, you know, people are very honest about it and saying, yes, I've had this done or whatever I've done. But it does, you know, if it's done right, it can look very nice. You know, it's overdone, it's when it goes all wrong.
Yeah, yeah. You see, I think ultimately I'd be afraid it would go wrong and I'd look terrible.
If it was to go wrong.
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, you're born with the face God gives you, but, you know, we all have to age, but I know. I think I'm very conflicted about it.
Well, if you are, right, I have another product for you, right? I have things for everybody. But Lancome have brought out an alternative to, like, you want that lift and you want, now this is absolutely amazing. Now, it's not cheap, right? It's €103, right? So it is called, it's brand new, it's called HPN 300 peptide cream, and it's to give you that lovely, so we're talking about Botox. Another very popular treatment is Profhilo, where they put the hyaluronic into your, you know, just to kind of give you that lovely collagen boost. So Lancome have come out, so again, it's really down to preference, but this has 20 years research into it. It is absolutely amazing. Really, I think one of the best products Lancome have brought out. So if you're kind of looking for that firmness, you're looking for that luminosity, have a look at this Lancome.
And what is it? Is it something you put on every day?
It's a moisturiser, but it has, it just gives that lovely glow back into the skin, but gives a lovely firmness back into the skin as well. So, like, they have really done their research and well into it, and it really does work.
Questions flying in about Botox. One listener wants to know, is it expensive?
Right. So I think for the three areas, go between 300 and 450, because I kind of researched all different places. So it's around that site. And you will get, like that, like I was saying, they say people come in and have it done once and there's no obligation to have it done for the rest of your life.
You might decide it's not for you.
Not for you, or yes, I love it.
Eily wants to know, is there anyone in Tralee doing Botox?
Oh yeah, there's loads of places in Tralee as well, because actually that was one of the questions, like, of different places in Kerry. The Bon Secours, Dr. John Kern does it. There's loads of doctors, Susan Crean, dental practice in Denny Street, and there's loads of other doctors who, like that now in salons, there's some fabulous doctors in Kerry who go into salons as well.
Okay, now we've a couple of questions about fake tan as well. Now, one came in from Anne and the other came in from another listener, but they're both essentially asking the same question. Okay. They both have weddings coming up. The first listener says she's looking for a fake tan because she's afraid of getting her outfit stained.
Okay.
And the second one says she's very fair skin and she's wondering what's the best tan for a fake tan for a fair skin person.
Yeah, I like the Bellamy Ante, and I'm fairly fair when I haven't tan on. I like the Bellamy Ante. I do find it goes on really, really nice, really natural, and it doesn't come off. And I like the Bondi Sands, the two tans I've here today. I like both. I think they're great for a fairer skin.
Okay, and of course, your top tip is make sure you
exfoliate
and moisturise.
Yeah, and once you do those, you're absolutely flying with it. And take your time with it. Like, the tan does need to dry, so don't be doing it like 5 minutes before, like, you have to go somewhere, or if you're going into bed. Give yourself enough time for it to dry and for it to be activated.
Another listener wants to know, I'm going for shellac nails, feet and hands in a few days' time. What nice summer colours would Mary recommend?
Oh, do you know what I think? What it's really lovely at the moment is the nudie colours and the nudie pinks.
Nudie.
I was to Max Factor, which is great. They brought all the people who are in the beauty business. Normally all the events are on in Dublin, but they had one in Cork. I love when they do. They put Munster out there. And it was all those kind of colours. It was lovely pinkies, lovely bright, and they're lovely with a tan as well. And if you're getting the shellac done, it's going to last for weeks, and it'll match every outfit.
It'll match every outfit, exactly. That's it for this week, or have you anything to mention?
What I wanted to say, there's a fabulous new range out for anybody who finds their skin is really sensitive, and it's Biome by Image. So a lot of people would know Image for their really good skincare. This is all about it's like the flora in your skin, and it's to help build the barrier in your skin. So if you find that the barrier in your skin has, for one reason or another, has become quite sensitive, there's a gorgeous cleanser in it, there's a gorgeous serum and a gorgeous moisturiser in it, and it's Biome. It's very different from Image. Really good.
Perfect. Okay. Mary, thank you very much for that. Go and enjoy the sun. Wear your SPF, but sure, I don't have to tell you that of all people. Just to remind people before Mary goes as well that, of course, we've been videoing this slot, and you'll be able to see myself and Mary on Facebook, wrinkles and all, a little later on tonight.